Well, I think it's rather fair to say it's been a while since we've looked at Anfield, the home of Liverpool Football Club, to see what's going on. So let's have a little look now. And we don't go live. Oh my goodness, if only we could. If we had the power. No, we don't go live. What we do, which is the sort of second best, is we have a look on their website for news and information. Yes, not quite as good, but or as glamorous, but that's all we can afford here. And this is the latest news published today, 9th of February. Connor Cody gave an impressive display as England's under-19s lost 1-0 to Germany at Chesterfield FC on Tuesday night. Liverpool were the most tweeted about Barclays Premier League team during the January transfer window, a survey has revealed. Glenn Johnson faces his Anfield teammate Daniel Agger as England take on Denmark in an international friendly in Copenhagen tonight. I wonder how these footballers have time to train, play, and sort of have a normal, their sort of hobbies and things, because they always seem to be travelling all over the place. Let's have a look. First team coach Steve Clarke has spoken exclusively to Liverpool FC TV, and you can watch our interview online now. And John Aldridge believes Jamie Carragher's imperious performance during Sunday's 1-0 victory over Chelsea proves he still has many years. Whatever. There's like little dots and things. I think that's years left. That was yesterday. A few bits there from yesterday, but there we go. Okay, so there we go. There's the latest. Well, it's quite early. It's 25 past 10 Spanish times, 25 past 9 in the morning. So, it's quite early for news from Anfield just yet. We shall come back to them when they have more news. That's it. That's your lot. This was brought to you by the English Programme, and you've been listening to an audio boo.